The talented, and they got great schemes. Obviously, Coach Belichick's been doing this for a long time, and finds a way to take away number one and number two most of the time. And you know, Revis coming along and helping them out has only made them harder to deal with. So we're gonna have to be careful. He's an emotional guy. And whenever he gets frustrated, he's going to get emotional most of the time, and he's going to speak from the heart, and he's going to make sure everyone else around him hears him. So, it wasn't anything that caught us off guard or it was off-putting. It was, frustration coming out and him, just letting us know that it's important to him. I think some people are indifferent. Some people are responding well to it. I don't think anybody's taking it negatively. It was a frustrating loss for all of us. So I think once guys left the locker room, that's kind of where it died. We moved on Monday and Tuesday, and we practiced Wednesday. It's just one of those things. The only way I change plays is the criteria from Chrome or Tress. So it's not like we're up there freelancing just because we feel like we want to pass or we want to run. If we've got a check, we're checking because in meetings, Coach Tressman or Chrome said, hey, this is what we want to check to. This is why we want to check the play, and that's what happens. Leadership's definitely involved in a quarterback position. You're the guy with the ball. You're the guy that has to do, the press conferences, and you're always asked questions. So it's definitely part of the gig. This week, just like a lot of other weeks, are different. Sometimes you just go to work and you silently go about it and you lead by example. Sometimes you let others lead. Sometimes it's your opportunity to step in front of the team and be vocal and get everyone energized. So, this week is it's a big week for us. I mean, we coming off a loss like that, you always want to get guys back energized and ready to practice and kind of over that Monday-Tuesday slump.